The allegation that a Melbourne man murdered his 4-year-old daughter by throwing her off a bridge has shocked Australians. Detectives told the Melbourne Magistrates Court the father was suffering acute psychiatric distress and was in no state to be interviewed yesterday. This morning, questions are being asked about the media's decision to identify the man and his children who have recently been through the family law courts. The former Chief Justice of the Family Court, Alastair Nicholson, says the media has gone too far and more needs to be done to enforce contempt laws. Simon Lauder reports.
The little girl survived the 60-metre fall into the Yarra River, but died in hospital nearly 5 hours later. This morning on Southern Cross Radio, callers vented their shock.
We travel over the bridge quite a bit. My daughter was crying yesterday at bedtime. I had to go and sit with her and try to explain to her.
Teenagers are having 1 minute silence. They're sending messages.
The 35-year-old Hawthorne man charged with throwing his 4-year-old daughter off the Westgate Bridge has been remanded in custody to reappear in court in May. Detectives told the Melbourne Magistrates Court yesterday the man was suicidal. Victoria's Premier John Brumby has joined the chorus of dismay as details of the case are revealed.
You know, all Victorians' hearts go out to the families and the surviving children.
This morning, newspaper coverage of the story has been extensive. The Herald Sun dedicates 5 pages to the story, including photos of the accused father and his family home, and the names of family members. The accused man was involved in a family law hearing earlier this week. This morning, ABC local radio's John Fane used his show to raise a point of order with his colleagues in the media. The former lawyer asked the Premier, John Brumby, if he thought the media coverage was acceptable.
Why won't you criticise the media? Are you so afraid of them that you won't say they're wrong?
No, because we're talking about the issue now.
Yeah, but you're not...
You know, if you took...
I mean, these newspapers, newspapers, the websites and even some of the television news have gone and done something that I just think is appalling. And I don't think there's anything wrong. I'm saying, I think, my colleague's judgment, I think, here has been completely wrong. Yes, there's a community appetite for this sort of thing, but if you went and beheaded someone in Federation Square, there'd be a community appetite for that too. It doesn't mean you do it.
No, I'm not sure about that.
The former Chief Justice of the Family Court, Alastair Nicholson, says the media has gone too far.
It's been reported in a sensational manner, probably in breach of the law of contempt in relation to showing photographs of the accused man and recounting what the evidence is supposed to be, other than the evidence that was given before the court.
Justice Nicholson says in general he'd like to see more prosecutions for contempt of court.
The law relating to disclosure of family court proceedings and the identification of parties is breached quite often. And I know that myself and my colleagues in the family court actually got sick of referring matters of breaches of that sort to the Attorney General, DPP and other authorities because nothing ever happened. And I think that's really invited the media to behave in this way.
Adding to the case against the media and its decision to identify the accused man and his family is the Deputy Chief Justice of the Family Court, John Faulks, who ran the ABC to join the discussion.
The effect it must be having on the other members of the family and on the brothers, the siblings, even the little sibling of the poor little mite that went off the bridge, is just terrible. And I can't understand why people would want to put the surviving family through this trauma. The Act prohibits, so far as family court and federal magistrate court proceedings are concerned, the publication of anything that would enable the identification of people who are involved in family law proceedings. In some cases, this is regarded by some elements of the press as being restrictive and secretive. I believe it has a place to protect the privacy and the common decencies for people who are involved in these matters, particularly children.
Justice Faulks says it's up to the Commonwealth Attorney General to prosecute any breach of contempt laws. To get the case in favour of publishing personal details, the World Today contacted the Herald Sun newspaper and requested an interview with the editor, Simon Pristol, but has not heard back.
Simon Lauder with that report.